Kerbos and Shamalechem. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf, Tes, Zayin. An exciting daf today, a daf you're undoubtedly familiar with. It has a lot of the text and the Minhagim from the Seder night. So with that in mind, let's dive in. Again, as usual, our shir is B'schus Refuah Shleimah for Nami Mir, Rabbi Shana, Rav Karezel, and for Shir Rabbas Devorah Leah. Okay, so Amar Shmuel with the two dots here on Kuf, Tes, Vav, Amad Beis. Shmuel says that lechem oni, the pasuk describes matzah as lechem oni. What does that mean? So, several options and possibilities. First of all, Shmuel says, lechem sha'onin alav dvarim. It's bread that we answer things over, right? We say things, right? We say the Haggadah with the bread on the table, right? About over this bread, right? That's a central part of the Seder night. Tanya mihachi, we also learned in a brisa that lechem sha'onin alav dvarim harbe. Not only do we say dvarim, but we say dvarim harbe. We say many things. In the Seder night, right? That Gada is long. It's not just a couple of phrases. Davar Acher, something else. Lechem Oni, Oniksev, right? If you notice, if you read it in the Chumash, so it's written Ayin Nun Yud, which is a poor man, obviously poor, so it's poor man's bread. So what does that mean? So Ma Onishadarka Baprusa, Afkan Baprusa, just like a poor person, right? Kind of keeps and hoards his food and breaks it into pieces and has a little bit at a time. So too, we also should eat the matzah in that manner, right? Again, just to show, we'll see today, Maskel Begrus and Asayim Mishvach, right? To show the difficult times that we were in. So just like a poor man kind of hoards his bread, we also break the matzah needed in pieces. That's the, again, pretty much the source of the minhag of Yachatz. If you look at the Rashbam, you look at Rashi, you look at Tosfos, so they all explain that the way that we eat our matzah, make alachilas matzah, is to take this middle broken matzah and then take two other full matzos, because, you know, we need lechem mishnah, right? We need lechem mishnah on any yontif. That's what Rashbam explains. The Rambam is known for having a shita that says that, no, since tonight's bread is lechem oni, therefore you do not need full pieces of matzah as your lechem mishnah. Rather, you just take a whole matzah and a half a matzah, and that's your lechem mishnah. You don't need a third one, a third whole one to create lechem mishnah. Okay, that's the machlokes between Rashi, the Rashbam, etc., and the Rambam. Okay. So that's lechem oni. Davar acher, what else does this have to be? What else does lechem oni impact our minug in the Seder night? Ma darko shel anu hu masik v'ishto ofe afkan nami hu masik v'ishto ofe. Not necessarily related to the Seder night, but related to the production of matzah. That just like a poor person who is going to when again he doesn't have so much firewood, so when he goes to bake his bread, so it's got to be a quick process, because, you know, he's got to throw the wood in, and before it's all gone, before all the heat is gone, he's got to get the bread baked. So I guess it's a wife and husband tandem there. His wife, all right, he gets on the stove with the, or I guess he gets in the oven with the wood and starts firing it up. The wife throws it in the oven. So too, again, you have to have this quick process with matzah, right? Again, to avoid that it becomes chametz. But again, that's the same idea. Perhaps this last one is not as well known, but again, that's the idea, to resemble a poor man baking his bread. Okay, we had the Mishnah that said, Afal Pisha in Charos is mitzvah, maybe the Macholkes, if you remember, whether Charos is a mitzvah or not, but they said that even though the Charos is not a mitzvah, right, that was the Tanakhama, so even though it's not a mitzvah, so we still bring it to the table. So the Gemara says, "Vilo mitzvah." Right? If it's not a mitzvah, so mishum ma'isilei. So what do you need it at the table for? Some Rabbi Ami mishum kapa. Like we said yesterday, because of this kapa, whether it's a worm or some sort of damaging, right, bitterness that's dangerous in the mar. Okay, either way, it's to negate the bitterness or the danger. Rabbi Asi kapa dechasa chama. Right, the kapa to get rid of kapa that's in a chasa, that's in lettuce. So you should eat a chama. You should eat a radish. Kapa de chama karti. And if you have some sort of kapa that's in a radish, you should eat karti, which is leeks, which maybe you're familiar with the Simanim of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. I think that is a classic. We always make fun of it. The article says leeks or fenugreek. Like anybody knows what fenugreek is. Anyway. So kapa de chama karti. Kapa de karti, if you have kapa in these leeks, so that chamimi, you should drink hot water. Kapa de kulu chamimi. And actually, hot water helps with all of the kapas. And meanwhile, apparently what that means is while you're waiting for the water to heat up, right? If you for whatever reason you're damaged by this kapa, so you should say this kind of like incantation, kind of like a weird phrase, kapa kapa dakirna lecha leshav banasech v'tamni kalasech. Right, I remember your seven daughters and your eight daughters-in-law. Okay, like a kind of like a, you know, I'm not sure exactly. what's going on over there. But basically, it's some sort of incantation to try and help heal a person from this kappa. Okay. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzedek had said that charoses is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah, what mitzvah is this? Rabbi Levi Omer, zichel tapuach. You remember the apples. What apples did they have in Mitzrayim? So the Medrash tells us, the Gemara tells us as well, that really it's found based on Psukim and Shir Shirim, that Tachas HaTapuach or Atich, or Aticha, I think, I'm not sure if I forget already, right? Rashbam quoted over here, that the women used to seduce their husbands, right? Because they'd obviously be with back-breaking labor. There's a real threat that the Jewish people would not procreate. So the women used to seduce their husbands with the mirrors that they gave to, right? To tie it into last week's Parsha, to the mirrors that they gave it in to make the Kiyor. That would be under the apple tree. That would also go and they would give birth under the apple tree, away from Egyptian prying eyes. So that was the apple tree, right? Was a significant way, right? A real reason why Am Yisrael were able to survive in Mitzrayim. So that's Zecher, the apples. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Zecher Latit. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, to remind us of the mud and the clay that the Jews needed to make. Amar Rabbi says, Hilkoch Tzorech Lekehuye V'Tzorech Lesamuche. Therefore, it needs to be not bitter, but and apples are tart, and it also has to be thick. It has to be, again, tart like an apple, and has to be thick like mud, like clay. Right? Again, that's, as I just said. Tani Kavasi, Rabbi Yochanan said, another thing that we put into charoses, right? See, it's a combination of all these things. Tavlin, you put in spices, or Zecher Tevin, to remind us of the Tevin. That's not a play on the words. That obviously has similar letters, but that's not what we're talking about here, right? Because you put spices into the charoses and it disappears. It's the same thing, they put the straw into the tit, into the mud, into the clay, and it disappeared, right? That was the way they made it. So it's the same idea, that to kind of like to remind us of the straw they put in. Charoses echel tit, right? The charoses commemorates the clay and the mud. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, kach hayu omrim. This is what they used to say. Tagrei charech b'Yushalayim, the sellers, the vendors in Yerushalayim, and if you walk through Machane Yehuda, you can get a taste of this. Right, they're saying the same exact thing nowadays, you can imagine. Tzlu lechem tavlu lemitzvah, come take some spices for the mitzvah again. So apparently that was, they want to prove that it actually was a mitzvah, that we held like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok. Okay, right, I'm not sure if we prove it from the Arab guy in in Machane Yehuda, but either way, that's what they used to say. Okay, now, more stuff with the Leil Seder. Mosgalilo Kosheni, now they pour a second cup of wine. Vekana, again, right before Magid, right? If you remember, we pour the second cup of wine, you have it out the entire time, and then you drink it afterwards. So they pour a second cup of wine after all the stuff that we do beforehand, before you get to Magid. And then the Vekana Ben Shol Aviv, and here the son asks the father, the main Daspa Ben, and if the Ben can't ask, so then Aviv Malamdo, then the father teaches him. Excuse me, Manishtana Laila Zemikol Alalos. Rashbam actually understands that the Manishtana is only if the son is unable to ask. That's simple reading of the Mishnah seems to imply that, but that's not obviously not what we paskin, that we say Manishtana regardless. Right? So, okay, either way, he said, again, this is the father teaches him, Manishtana Laila Zemikol Alalos. What's the, right? You guys know, I don't need the translation here. Shebachol will point out the discrepancy between our Manishtana and their Manishtana. Okay. It obviously doesn't say kulo mar because you have karpas as well. Okay. This is the difference, obviously. Every night we can eat meat that has been either roasted or cooked or pickled, or shaluk is, what's it called? Mavushal is cooked, and shaluk is, I guess, also a different type of cooking. I forget exactly. Like shlakos are cooked with steamed vegetables. Okay, either way. So halayla zekulu tzli. Obviously, tonight we're only eating roasted meat. And if you remember, we had about a month ago, right, a discussion whether the korban chagiga on the 14th, right, could be roasted. So obviously, the Mishnah here is holding that korban needs to be roasted as well. Okay, so that's obviously the one we don't say nowadays because we don't have the korban pesach. And the one we insert, obviously, is the leaning one, the one about leaning. Because back then, leaning was not uncommon, right? It wasn't strange to be leaning. Right? Nowadays, we lean because it reminds us of the free man. Right? We dip twice. The Gemara will talk about exactly what the language is, appropriate language. Right? According to the knowledge and understanding of the son, the father teaches him, right? Chacham, right? Rasha, Tom, Shenadei, Lishol, right? You're familiar. Maskil begnus and Sai Mishmach, right? We start with gnus, right? The negative concepts in our history and specifically relating to Mitzvah Yisrael. And then we finish off with Shvach, with praise for Kosh Baruch Hu. V'doresh, and we darsh anam, aremi ovid ovi, ash yigmor kol parsha kula. We start with that topic, the aremi ovid ovi, right? Referring to Lavan, and then we go all the way down to the entire story. Okay. Tan Rabbanan went under the brisa. Chacham b'no sha'alo, right? If the son is smart, so then obviously he can ask the questions. V'meino chacham, ishto sha'alo, right? Fascinating that if the son is not smart, so then the wife asks the husband, what the deal is. Right, again, the Mitzrayim, right? That Mitzvah is supposed to be give and take. So if the son can't ask questions, the wife should ask. Vim lav, and if not, who shall atzmo? He has to ask himself. Right, even the Talmid Chachamim go back and forth in a question-answer format to pass it down from generation to generation, right? Question and answer form, that's how we do it. So Mafkis Maskif Lo Rava. Rava says the following question. I don't like the text, he says. That text implies, right, what does it say? Shemachol Lilos Anu Mapilim Pamachas. That sounds like you have to dip one time every single night. Right. Rava says, that's not a chiv. What are you talking about? There's no chiv to dip every night. Elam, Rava, so Rava says, no. Hagi katani. This is what the text should say. Shebechol halilos in anu chayavim l'tab ala filip ha-machas. Every night, we're not chayiv to dip once, and tonight we have two. Matzkelor of Safra. Rav Safra said, what are you talking about? Chiv l'dartiki. What are you're chayiv for the kids? Well, who is asking these questions? The kids are asking the questions. The kids are chayiv to dip twice tonight? They're not chayiv to do anything. So Ella Amar of Safra Hakikitani, this is the text that we use. In Anu Mapilim Afilu Pamachas, Halalaza Shtei Pamim, without the Chayovin, right? In general, right, we don't dip even once, and tonight we're dipping twice. What's the deal? That's obviously the text that we use. Maskil Begnus and Sam Shmach, my gnus, what kind of bad things do we start the Seder with? So Rav Amar Mitchila Ovdi Avodas Galila Mayu Avosenu, right? Originally our forefathers were Ovdi Avodazara. And obviously, Terach, etc. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says Avdim Hayinu, right? And obviously, we do both. We mention both. Hayinu Damar, later Rav Nachman, Ladaro Avdei. This is what Rav Nachman said to Daro, his slave. Avdei Demafigli Mare Lechirus. If a master sends the servant to freedom, V'yoyvli Kaspa V'dahava, and he gives him gold and silver, my boyle Mimerle, what should the slave say? Samerle, boyle Adui, Yishuche, right? You should give thanks and you should give praise. Samerle, oh. And there's a question whether this should be involved here in the text. But most take out the next four words, and they say, Pasach v'amar avadim ha'inu. So that was basically, Viter in the Haggadah, avadim ha'inu. And that was the kind of the understanding of basically a substitute for the Manash Tana, right? That's obviously the text here says that you don't have to say a Manash Tana anymore. Right? Some people say you still have to say it, right? That text is incorrect. But okay, either way, meaning he went Viter, that was part of the whole the understanding. He was trying to get an Evan's perspective, and that's how they could go Viter. Okay, another long Mishnah here. Rabbi Gamliel, Hay Omer, Kol Shalom Omer, Shalosh Dvarim, Elu Pesach, Lo Yatzi De Chavaso. Again, you're familiar. Elu Hein, Pesach Matzah Omer, these three things you have to mention explicitly on the Seder night. Pesach, Al Shum She Pesach, Hamakom Al Batei Avosein Ben Mitzrayim, Shinemar V'amartim Zavach Pesach, Ul Hashem, Pesach, right? That Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Iker here, what's the name Pesach? That means that Hashem passed over our houses. Okay, Matzal Shum Shenigulu Avosein Ben Mitzrayim, and again, all this text is all found in the Haggadah, right there. We were redeemed, Shinemar V'yafuz Abateka She Avotzim Ben Mitzrayim, Kiloch Hamit, etc. Okay, Morer Al Shum Shemoru Mitzrayim Mitzchayev Avosein Ben Mitzrayim. And again, obviously, the Maru is for the bitter aspect of the Mitzrayim. Shenamar by Marus Chayehem, etc. And again, more text that you're familiar with. B'chol dor v'dor Chayev Adam Ner Satzmo Kilu Yatsum Mitzrayim. שנאמר ויגד את הלביך ויאמר הוא לאמור בעבור זה עשה השם לי במצייסים במצרים לפיך חייך וחייב אם להדוס להלל שבאל חופר אלו מן להדר לברך ולהלל לחלס למי שעשה לעבוסינו ולנו אז כל הניסים האלו. Right. Again, just praise for Kosh Baruch Hu. We have to, every generation, we have to view ourselves as if we've left Egypt, as the Pasuk says, right? You have to tell your son, this is why Hashem did it for us, right? But Vurza, we'll talk about that in a second. Therefore, we have to give praise to Kosh Baruch Hu. Agav, there's a word just to mention something totally, there's a word that I enjoy saying over every year, that the Baba Shirevi says that, yes, in a chinami, there's a Indian to see yourself as if you left Egypt back in the day. But that's also an Indian for nowadays, that we all have our own personal Egypt, that we're all personally enslaved to something, whether it's our phones, or whether it's our job, or whether, etc. So Baba Shirevi says, very beautiful word, that's the idea, that we should see ourselves every year, we should try and break free, we have a koch, the ability to break free from our own personal things that are dragging us down. Okay. Obviously, not the time to elaborate. That's right. We have to praise Lamisha Asa Lavosenu Volano is calling Nisa Ma'elu. What did Kosh Baruch Hu do for us? Me'otzianu Me'avdus Lachedus. He took us out from slavery to freedom. Me'yagun LaSimcha from sadness to happiness. Me'evil Le'yomtov from mourning to Yomtiv. Me'evelu Lo'argadol from darkness to light. Me'shibud Le'gula from slavery to redemption. V'namar Lefanav Hallelujah. And we say Hallel. So the verse is on Heichan Hu Omer. How far do you say Hallel right now? Because Hallel is split on the Seder night, as you undoubtedly realized. We say a couple of paragraphs before, and then we say the rest afterwards. So, the Rav used to explain, Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, this is a spontaneous Hallel that we kind of just burst out, just like Az Yashir, we kind of burst out in Hallel. So that's the first couple of paragraphs. So how do we say so? Omer Be Shammai. Ad Heichan Hu Omer, how far does he say? Beishamay Omrim, Ad Ema Banis Smecha, and Beisil Omrim, Ad Chala Mishlo Mayno Mayim, right? A couple of paragraphs, right? Just Machlokas, how far you go. And obviously, we pass on like Beisil. Chosen Be'ula, we finish off with a bracha about redemption. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, what's the pasuk? Asher Golano Vigala Avosavosinu Mimitzrayim, Veloya Chosen, right? It's just a one line bracha, as we saw before, right? You need to have brachos that are smuchos zulazu, unless you have one liner, right? Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaBrachos, Birkas HaNenin, we don't require a chasima, right? Just one liner. That's what Rabbi Tarfon said, that's what we do. And that's not what we do, but that's what Rabbi Tarfon says to do. What we do is Rabbi Kiva Shuda. Oh my, what do we say at the end of the bracha? Ken Hashem Elokeinu Elokeinu Avosenu Yageinu L'Mo'adim L'Regalim Acherim L'Bayim L'Karsinu L'Shalom Smechem V'Binyan Yirecha Sosim V'Vodasechem V'Nochal Sham V'Napsachem V'Nazvachim etc. Baruch Adah Hashem Gal Yisrael. We have a whole long text. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav says, and you have to mention that Hashem took us out of there. Again, we have to mention, you have to make sure to say specifically that Hashem took us out of there. Amar Rava, Rava says as well, Matzah Tzorech Lagbiya, Marah Tzorech Lagbiya. You have to pick up, when you're doing this Pesach, Matzah and Marah, you pick up the Matzah, you pick up the Marah, to show that that's what we're doing, but Basar, but the meat, right, the Zecher, for the Korban Pesach, Ein Tzorech Lagbiya, you don't lift that up. Right, not only that, it's as if, right, if you lift that up and show it to everybody, it's almost as if you're showing everyone that you're eating kachim outside, right, outside the Beis HaMikdash, which would be terrible. Obviously, it's not. Right, again, our minhag, I think, is to perhaps to point to it. Right, we don't even point to the meat. Okay. So, Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Suma Potim Lomar Hagada. Fascinating. Halacha, that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov has a drasha, has a gzer shava, that a blind person does not say the Agada, is puter from saying the Agada, because Hashem said, because of this, right, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. We know the word Zeh often refers to showing someone something, like pointing at something. For example, Lachodesh Hazalachem, which you read last week, right, so Rashi already quotes the Medrash, that Hashem took Moshe aside and showed him the different ways that the moon will look on Rosh Chodesh, and the different ways to understand and figure out when there is a new moon, when there is a Rosh Chodesh. It says the Chodesh Hazeh. So where else does it say Zeh? Ksiv Hasam, it says by Ben Sor Amora Bneinu Zeh, this child, our son. Right, obviously the parents are bringing Ben Sor Amora to Beis Din to be killed, Rechman Al-Tzlan, so they have to be able to point them out. Right, if you're blind, right, as the Gemara says, Mala Holland Prat Lusuma, Afkan Prat Lusuma, Lusuman. Just like over there, but Ben Sor Amora, a blind parent, is not going to be able to bring a Ben Sor Amora to justice, because He has to be able to see, right? He has to be able to know which son it is he's talking about. And so to over here that a blind person is puter from saying the Haggadah, because you have the word zeh, and they can't see exactly what's going on. Ini, is this really true? Really? A blind person is puter from Haggadah? V'amar Marimar, Marimar said, Shaltinu l'Rabbanan d'Beir Rav Yosef. We asked Rav Yosef, the Rabbanan in Beir Rav Yosef's house, Ma damar Haggadah, who said the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's house? Amru Rav Yosef, it was Rav Yosef, and he was blind. And same thing, Man d'Amar Haggadah d'Beir Rav Sheshes, and who said Haggadah in Rav Sheshes's house? Amr of Sheshes, it was Rav Sheshes. He was also blind. So what's going on over here? So how in the world could these blind, you're telling me that really a blind person is Potter Midaraisa, but these Rabbanim, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef said the Haggadah for everybody? How could that be? They were blind. So Gemara says, Kasavri Rabbanan Matza Bizman Azed Rabbanan. Fascinating answer that there's much ink spilled about, that because they hold that matzah nowadays is Durabbanan. What does matzah have to do with anything? We're talking about the Haggadah and Zipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So apparently, again, my Rebbe Rav Yosef Sacks like to point out that matzah and Zipur Tzias Mitzrayim are intrinsically linked. That's we started today's daf with, right? Lechem Oni, Onim Alav Dvar Marbe, right? That they're inextricably linked, right? If you're telling me that matzah is Durabbanan, therefore Zipur Tzias Mitzrayim is also Durabbanan. And therefore, if a person is blind, so yeah, Nechanami, they're Pati Midaraisa, but Midarabanan, they're able to say, they say the Haggadah, right? Nechanami, even though they're Pati Midaraisa. Because everybody's Pati Midaraisa, meaning nowadays we don't have a Mazda Daraisa according to these Madamas anymore, and therefore they're able to lead the Haggadah. Bechadar, Vachabar Yaakov, Sabbath, Mazda was Mazda Zed, Rabbaisa. But you tell me that, according to Vachabar Yaakov, Mazda nowadays is Daraisa. Vachabar Yaakov, who the Omar, Mazda was Mazda Zed, Rabbaisa. One second, Rav Akiva Yaakov himself said that Matzah is Zman HaZen is Durabbanan. So, I don't understand. Why would he be the one who said that a blind person is not allowed to say the Haggadah? Right? You're telling me a blind person can say the Haggadah because it's only Durabbanan. Rav Akiva Yaakov also holds it's Durabbanan. So, the Gemara says, he says, Kasavar called Tikkun Durabbanan, Kein Daraisan Tikkun. Rav Akiva Yaakov holds that anything Durabbanan, we're Matakin, i.e. Matzah nowadays, is exactly like the Din Daraisa. So, even though there's no Chiyav Daraisa, according to Rav Akiva Yaakov and Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, etc. I guess there's no etc. Just according to those three. so they hold, Rav Akiva Yaakov holds that everything that the Rabbanan were metakein, they made it in the same way as the Chiyav Daraisa. So what about Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef? The Gemara says, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, not me avadei called the Tikkun Rabbanan King Daraisa Tikkun. Well, so therefore, why did Rav Yosef, we're back to the same problem. Why would Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes say the Haggadah? Obviously, they also hold that all the Takanos are made in the same vein as the Dinam Daraisa. As Gemara says, it goes back and it reworks and re-examines the Gzeir Shabbat. As Gemara says, Haki Hashta, really, is it comparable? You can't really compare the Zeh by a Ben Sora Remora and the Zeh by what's it called? By Leil Seder. And B'neinu Zeh and Bavur Zeh. You can't compare the two. Because there's a bishlam over there, Hasam over there by Ben Sora Mora, the Havilei Lech Michtav Beninu Hu. You didn't have to write Zeh by the son, by the boy, talking about the Ben Sora Mora. I could write this son over here with the word Hu. Right? Zeh, again, connotes you have to see. But since it said Zeh instead of Hu, so then we can learn that you need to be able to see the son that you're talking about. Uksiv Beninu Zeh, Shma Minah Prat Lesumen. Since it said Zeh, it excludes blind people. Who does it? It comes to exclude blind people. Avalachba over here, Ilah Bavur Zeh, my lechtov. What is the other option here? Bavur Zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. This is why Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. What else are you writing except for Zeh? You can't write who. There's no person. Because of this person Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? That's not what we're saying. And Bavur Zeh, that's the only option here. So there's nothing else to say. Right, a person should say that it's because of this. Right, we eat matzah and mar. That's what we do. Right? There's no other option, and therefore you can't connect the two drushes. Okay, shkolekol the rabosu go weiter. And again, just to clarify the point, meaning that Ravacha Bar Yaakov has Gzeir Shava, meaning yes, in a chanami the logic does not connect the two. Gzeir Shava can only be passed down from father to son. From Rebbe to Talmud. So Rav Akiva got the Gzeir Shava from his Rebbeim. Therefore, he said a blind person can't read the Seder, and Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef did not have this Gzeir Shava, and logically you shouldn't connect the two, so therefore they didn't, and they said the Haggadah over for their families. Okay, Shkoach Golo Rav Osa, I will go right here in the Hedgeshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.